I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Is on the ticket. Tomorrow at 3 on our sister station 570 KLIF, the Baltimore Ravens take on their rival, the Cleveland Browns, with the AFC North title on the line. Brought to you by LifeGenix Institute and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Next rodeo, Ticket 2126, to win a pair of tickets to the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo. The Fort Worth Stock Show Rodeo returns January 17th and goes through until February 8th. Rodeo in Dickey's Arena, big entertainment in the auditorium, live stock shows, carnival, midway food, and acres of shopping. For more information or purchase tickets, visit FWSSR.com.
There you go, EA. We're the Hardline. Welcome back to reality and the world of work. If you're like us, then you came back yesterday and you're ready to tackle the new year. We do this every single Friday at this time. It is called Friday Fun, where we try to give you some sort of fundum that will get you in a good mood as you head into the weekend. So I don't know how many times we actually tell stories, but this is something that has been sitting with me now for the last couple of weeks.
I can't wait.
As my kids and I decided, since Baker Mayfield was coming to town, that we would go see Baker play the Cowboys, which turned out to be a really fun game and a fun atmosphere out there at AT&T.
A shocking Cowboy victory.
Yes, a shocking Cowboy victory. But we were, I can't remember, I think it was maybe the week prior, I was talking to my buddy that owns Classic Kia of Carrollton, Jesse Hull. Jesse's got season tickets. He was like, I'm not using these. He's from Oklahoma. He knows I'm a big Oklahoma guy.
And he does? How do you find that out?
I know. It was weird. And so he was like, do you want the tickets? And I was like, absolutely. Would love to.
How much can I give them?
What would you like for me to give you?
How much can I pay for these?
Yes.
Oh, no, Corby, your money's no good.
Just mention my name on the radio when you tell the story.
So Jesse's got tickets at the game. They're somewhere, you know, around the 20-yard line or so, and they're great tickets. But he's got tickets to where there are kind of in the middle of one of the rows where there are two on one row, like let's say row 15, and then two on row 14. Directly in front of each other, behind each other. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
So
you're not in a row. You can actually have conversations.
Exactly. Which
you can flick their ear if they get out of line.
Yeah. And I've never thought of that before, but that is a really smart way of getting your season tickets. So we didn't know that, or I think he told us that, but whatever the case, we get to the stadium. We get there like an hour early. We or maybe even more than that. We wanted to avoid traffic. And so we got there super early. Had ourselves some Super Bowl nachos and some soda pops and the like, and walked around the stadium. And Jeeves was not hand in hand walking us around. And they had their own butler too, their own little kid butler.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Good.
Dressed in a tux. So the game starts, and kids are all decked out in their OU gear, you know, and they're ready to go. They love Baker. So
did Baker come say hi to you guys?
He didn't. I don't know why he didn't walk up at halftime.
Crazy.
What a bitch. So
climbing the stairs in his cleats.
So the game starts and all is well. And then, and I'm sitting in the lower row. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then Ike and Van are in the row right behind me. So, and then in the row right in front of me, there are four empty seats throughout the first quarter, which I didn't think anything of until there was about 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. And here comes the foursome that is sitting in front of us, directly in front of us. And so they walk in somewhere between, let's say, 30 and 40 years old, four of them, two guys, two girls. And in order, it is girl and guy who are together, and then guy and girl. So the two guys are sitting next to each other. The girls are on the outside. And right away, it was very evident that they were blackout drunk. And this is 7:30, 7:45. I mean trashed. Now, I should apologize to the lady who is, they have no idea who I am or that I'm telling this story. But the woman on the far left, she basically wanted nothing to do with the rest of them. She was just sitting there.
Totally been there.
Staring off into space and watching the game while these other three, the two guys and the girl, are yapping it up and hammered.
And what time did they arrive in the game?
5 minutes ago in the first quarter.
Okay. So they were tailgating hard.
If they were, yeah. Yes, somewhere.
Pre-gaming somewhere.
Whether it was there or at the stadium or elsewhere, they were going hard throughout the day. So about 1 minute into their stay in front of me, the girl who was wearing a top that was very expressive of what she possessed, if you will, and wasn't a lot there either in this top. She started to kind of roll over toward the guy next to her. And this is, again, within 90 seconds of them sitting down. They're laughing for a few minutes and then, boom, she starts kissing him. And I'm not talking about just like little kiss like, oh, honey, thank you so much for taking me to the game. Who's number 11? You know, like this is full on. She is licking his neck. Tongue full in the ear, pulling his head toward hers, and I mean just tongues a flying. And the guy is kind of being super casual about it.
Just to be clear, this is not the lady who is distancing from everybody else. This is the one who was partying.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The one on the end was mortified. And clearly she didn't know this girl very well, and clearly we come to find out that this is a couple that is on not one of their first dates, but let's say first five, maybe. All right.
It's new. It's fresh.
Oh, it's so new. And so at some point in the first couple of minutes, my oldest kid, my kids are 19 and 15. They're old. They've seen a lot, right? My oldest leans down and he grabs my shoulder, pulls me back. He goes,
"Hey, Dad,
what the hell is going on?" So, like, literally...
You think he's good?
Yeah. This woman is not looking at anything except this dude. And it is...
Is the dude hot?
Yeah.
Is he worthy of this level of attention?
Is he like a CrossFit guy?
No, he's fine. Look,
I'm just wondering if he deserved this level of attention.
I don't know if anybody deserved this level of attention that she was giving him. But there were the very subtle, like... As he's trying to get in the game a little bit too, of pulling the top down just a tad, you know, and little laughs here and there. There was the moment where he gets up to go to the bathroom and she just grabs his junk in front of everyone.
Oh, baby.
And at this point.
And your boys are just aghast.
Well, they're laughing. They're like, this is unbelievable. But the thing is that we are trying to watch a football game.
Right.
Okay.
Obviously, she's not. Is the guy trying to fight through it at all? And does he care about the game?
Barely. I mean, he's just taking it like a champ, basically.
If you will.
She won't. She has no idea there's a football game going on. None. They might as well be on their couch at home. This is how ridiculous it was. And so, yeah, he gets up, and in front of God and country, she grabs his junk. I was just like, my kids are like, did you just see that? I'm like, yeah, I saw it. It's really hard to miss.
Dad, I didn't know this was real.
And so so my oldest is like, he goes, are you going to say something? There was a kid sitting next to me that was probably 10 years old, and he was the sweetest kid ever. He and his dad left at halftime to go get food, and they asked me to watch their coats and stuff, which, you know, whatever. I'm like, hey, I'll be here. And then they come back and he was like, would you like some nachos? Thanks for watching my stuff. I'm like, oh, you're the sweetest kid. Well, he's seeing all this. And again, my kids are fine, but my 19-year-old son asked me if I'm going to say something. It's so out of control. 19.
Yeah.
And so there's a 10-year-old next to me who I'm just looking at, and he's right there. His dad's sitting next to him. They're fighting through it. He's fighting through it.
Is that how you make a baby?
Dude. So she gets up and she goes to the bathroom, and then she pulls the, as my kids point out, they're like, oh my God, look at her. She came back down from the bathroom. She missed our row and like goes all the way down, like 20 rows, and just starts looking around, like has no idea where she is.
Runs on the field.
Yeah. So at halftime, the cheerleaders come out, and it's the first time that she actually turned her head toward the field. And it was like she had watched whatever the show was on, on
the
Netflix.
Netflix show.
Yeah, and she suddenly turned, saw cheerleaders, and goes, yay, yay, and then just turned right back around and starts sucking on this dude's neck. Like just,
Whoa.
Yeah, you're right, yeah, sorry. Sorry, Lando, I didn't mean to get you fired up in there. Licking him. I mean, like, literally licking. There's licking going on in front of me. It's so gross.
You only meet one or two freaks in your life. You might as well roll with it.
Man, I can't believe nobody said anything to the tune of getting them to stop. But I've never seen
this
before.
No usher came by at any point. No,
I've never seen something, a PDA like this, anywhere. Club, like when we're 20 years old type stuff. I've never seen anything like this.
Are they continuing to pound drinks while they're there
in
their chairs?
Shots. Like they would go and get shots, bring them back.
What? I mean,
dude, they were getting trashed.
That's an expensive night.
Oh, yeah. The conversation, that what little there was we got to go to the casino after this.
Oh, man.
You're not going to make it.
No, no. There, at one point, she turned to the other guy sitting next to her on the left, and she goes, oh, my God, Jim just said that he loved me. You said that, right, Jim? Yeah, he loves me. Can you believe that? And the other guy goes, that's a big step there, Jim. So then in the fourth quarter, as the game gets, it's a good game, and there was a big comeback at the end,
and
interceptions and drops and all sorts of cool stuff going on. This never stops. All right. So we're talking about 2.5 hours of makeout city and pulling shirts down and grabbing junk and grabbing boobs. I mean, everything.
So much edging.
So much edging. It's so uncomfortable, man. And I am open. Look, we've all been to 1,000 games before. I feel like I've seen it all, and that I'm open to kind of anything, the drunk people yelling and what have you. This was so weirdly uncomfortable. So in the fourth quarter, with about 5 minutes to go.
And you're describing like 2 hours of making out.
Yes. And I'm, again.
Like, what are we doing?
This is the only Cowboy game that I've cared about all year.
Who wants to make out for 2 hours?
I know. This is the only game that I've given a rip about. My kids don't give a rip about the Cowboys either this season. This was like a cool moment, a good Christmas gift, all of it. And we are waylaid by this couple. So then, 5 minutes ago in the game, she stands up. She turns around. She surveys what's us. Like, she's looking now at me, basically, and everybody else. She straddles him. In one of those seats, she literally straddles him and is like grinding on him. And at that point, my kids are like, let's go. This is just, I mean, it was stupid. And so we left and we watched the game on the other side of the stadium nearest the exit because we had to leave.
Like at no point in Usher sees and does anything?
Think about that. Think about what I just said. A woman, a scantily clad woman at a football game, straddles a dude in one of those tiny cowboy seats and starts grinding. I was just like, okay.
I feel like we have to ask questions about this dude, too. Like, bro, what are you doing?
I don't know.
Take her to a handicap stall.
I mean, anywhere but here. Anywhere but here. It was so over the top. And the level of disgust on the other girl. It's clearly the first time they've ever met. And let's go to a Cowboy game with Jim and his new girlfriend, Tammy, or whatever it is.
Yeah, my best friend's dating this new girl.
Yeah.
You like her?
Oh, yeah. And there were a couple of discussions of, man, I've known this guy since high school. Like, so they had been friends for a long time. The dudes have. Girls had never met before. And then this. Off the charts crazy. And off the charts gross. She was kind of trashy hot, you know, like enough to where it was just like, ugh.
When she climbed on his lap, did it look like she had done that before professionally?
That's an interesting point. I don't know. There are a lot of things running through my head of previous employment and things like that. I don't know, to be honest with you.
But you never got involved, huh?
I never said a word, even though my son asked me, are you going to say anything?
Yeah.
And he's like, I will. I'm like, no. I don't know what to do. What do you do?
I would say, as a general rule, instructing other fans on how to conduct themselves is a bad idea. So,
like, I don't want to get punched.
I'm not in a fight.
I wouldn't have said anything, but I would have gone up the aisle and
said something to an usher.
Grabbed an usher and just said, "Can you keep an eye on this couple? I don't think this is.
Can you get a hose?
I don't think this is appropriate behavior."
And by the way, this is not in the upper reaches of, you know, the last three rows where you can't, nobody can see anything that's going on,
where things happen.
And plus, there was about the stadium was about 80% full. So there's a ton of empty seats. They probably could have found a section where there was nobody. But dude, this was in front of everyone in between the 20s. It was crazy.
This is something you expect at a Bills game.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
it is.
Like, yeah, because the Bills Mafia, they will bone in the stands, no problem.
And I can't believe that that didn't happen, that they didn't go just finish the deal and cool off a little somewhere.
Would you have said something?
Popcorn trick? He just comes down the aisle with a big tub of popcorn. Huge smile on his face.
It's popcorn's falling out the bottom. Just leaving the hole. Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's...
That was my day to watch Baker Mayfield. That was in front of me for the whole game. It was crazy.
Man.
Yeah.
So what's her name? I got to find her.
I don't know, but she likes a guy named Jim, I think.